Blog Talk Radio. Let me hear my Yasha in the house. Right. As we just finished up the Day of Atonement last night at the school here in San Antonio at 4444 Walsham. It was a marvelous celebration. It was great. It was good. It was very spirit filled. Very holy. As we get ready to come into the Feast of Tabernacles, as being one of the most high holy months or holy months of the year, whereas we just celebrated the Memorial of the Blowing of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and now as we get ready for the Feast of Tabernacles, where we look forward to it, like any Israelite does. Not saying that nobody else does, but we really look forward to being able to come together. And what we do in San Antonio is we actually go camping, whether sometimes at it's been at Brother Yashala's house, where he has a huge backyard. We were able to go back there and just have tents and just have a great time, to where it's been at the school, even the school parking lot. We have a synagogue. And this year, it's looking like we're going to have it at, what's the address?
4444. No, the tabernacle park.
Okay, so we will be doing something. There's something in the works for Tabernacle. So we thought it'd be a good idea to go ahead and go over the holy conversations with my Yashala, with Little Israel. So without further ado, Brock and Maya, come here. So now you're going to be I'm a Bar Dias microphone. Until it's time to do exercises or whatever else.
Thank you.
So keep that next to
it. I'm sorry. Shalomar, 11 months, is blowing the horn. Go, Papa. Ooh. Ooh. I'm just doing it earlier. Talking about the horn. How are we feeling, Maya? Oh, what do you want for you feel good? I feel good. Okay.
Good.
How are you feeling, my daughter?
12.
How are you feeling, Shariah? How you feeling, Abana?
Good.
We gonna make that hand turn into a hand. Yeah, I'll get over there. How you feeling, Shania? And that's how Shamar feeling. He blowing the horn. Because we just came from doing what?
Memorial.
Can we blow our trumpet? Watch your house. Con. All right, before we get this going, we got to greet our families that are scattered all over North America. I need y'all help with the song. Can y'all help me out?
Yes.
All right. Can y'all help me out?
Yes.
Can y'all help me out?
Yes.
Can y'all help me out? You on the drums today? No. Come on and greet our family.
Cardio, as a matter of fact.
How did I get it?
73?
Again.
No, all right. The devil just scored. Go in the room right now.
I thought you were going to tell me
that. All right. Come on. All right. Right now, we're going to take this. Okay. We're going to take this time and just warm up our bodies a little bit, huh? Okay. We'll see if we have camera bonds. We'll see. We'll see how y'all do. Where is the beanbag?
Probably in here.
All right. Cool spot. Bonnie's putting a request to do the beanbags, which is the books of the Bible, where we sit in a circle. And just it's good job. Thanks, Rockamaya. It's just like hot potatoes. But before we do, I need y'all to just loosen up. All right? Let's go. First thing we're going to do, let's get some jumping jacks. Good job. Let's get some jumping jacks. Where are we at? Do we have room? Should I just step back a little bit? We could start with English. Okay. Then if you want to do Spanish next. Okay. If we got English, then Spanish, then
Hebrew,
then. Okay. That's the order. We're going to do it in English, Spanish, Hebrew, and Creole. All right. Let's go. Jumping jacks. Jumping jacks. We said English. Let's go.
One, two, three, four, five.
jumping jacks. Let's go. Uno,
dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, yes, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Oh, we ain't done yet. Let's do it in Hebrew. That sounds good. We're going to take it in Creole. Are you having fun?
Yes.
All right. All right. He ain't tired. All right. We got some. Since we just did our arms, did we feel loose? Do we need another workout for arms?
Yes.
We got our knees. We're going to do it again. We're doing it in what?
English.
And
Spanish.
We got what?
English.
English.
Spanish,
Hebrew,
Creole.
English,
Spanish, Hebrew, Creole.
All right. Now let's do knee up. Knee up, knee up, knee up. Ready? I got to do it on the cup. I want to do this on my head. Ready? English. One,
two,
three, four, five, six, seven, eight,
nine.
Oh, press pause. Looking good. Do it again. We're going to do it in Spanish.
Uno,
dos,
tres, cuatro, cinco, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Y'all looking good. Let's take it in Hebrew. Amad, Shania,
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat.
We're gonna end it up with some Creole.
Dix, trois, quatre, six, sept, huit, neuf, dix.
Give yourselves a round of applause. Give yourselves a great big hug. Take it in. Y'all did amazing. Y'all did amazing. Y'all deserve another round of applause. And give yourself a great big hug. Now let's put our hands up. Put our hands up. We just did a basic warm up. It's been a minute. So put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Reach for the sky.
Reach for the sky. And bring it down. Bring it up and bring it down. Bring it up one more time. And bring it down. Okay, reach for your toes. Let's stretch it up a little bit. We haven't done this, so we'll start by doing the stretch. Reach for your toes all the way down. Feel it in your back. Feel it in the back calf muscle, your hamstring.
Together or open?
All right. Together. Together. All right. You ready? Touch your toes. Let's say the 12 tribes. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Let's go. Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon, Zebulun, Ephraim, Manasseh, Gad, Reuben, Asher, Naphtali, Issachar. Okay, let's get our flamingo because we did use our legs. Let's get our flamingo. Flamingo stands.
Right.
It could be left or right leg. Get it up. Just focus on one thing. If you're moving a lot, focus on something that's not moving. So don't look at Shama. Let's go. Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon, Zebulun, Ephraim, Manasseh, Gad, Reuben, Asher, Naphtali, Issachar. Let's bring it back up. Same leg, same leg. Bring it up. Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon, Zebulun, Ephraim, Manasseh, Gad, Reuben, Asher, Naphtali, Issachar. Beautiful. Now we can twist. How about we don't stay on that area?
Or maybe some forward.
All right. Ready?
Good.
Let's do that again.
How we do this?
Switch leg. I did my right. Now I'm doing my left. Are you ready? I'm needing your help. Breathe in and stretch. Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon, Zebulun, Ephraim, Manasseh, Gad. Reuben, Asher, Naphtali, Issachar. Bring it up, bring it up, bring it up. Last
stretch. Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon, Zebulun, Ephraim, Manasseh, Gad, Reuben, Asher, Naphtali, Issachar.
All right. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Don't break it. Shake it. Don't break it. Now, we have, I know we didn't quite introduce ourselves, but we got Idars in the building. Hey, what's up, Idar?
Shalom.
Hey, hey, introduce yourself, Hey, hey, introduce yourself. Your name?
Idar.
Uh-huh, and you like?
Basketball.
Basketball. Your name is?
Yael.
Yael, and he likes?
Football.
This is a bar, and he likes? Basketball. This is
Shariah,
and she likes
gymnastics.
All right, this is
Rakamaya,
and she likes
drawing.
This is Ama Waradaya, and she loves the little children. This is Ama.
Yes, Shariah, and I love to film the kitties.
This is Uncle
Masaba.
And he likes
making kids.
Introduce yourself live in our camera. All right, give yourself a round of applause and give yourself a great big hug. All right, at home. Is anyone? Okay, awesome. Amen. I was going too fast. I thought. All right. Before we get into our holy convocation, let's do a round of books of the Bible. Now, what we're going to do, we are going to do the Old Testament, New Testament, and the Apocrypha.
Oh, yeah.
Look who's in the building. Hey. Introduce yourself. Who just showed up? His name is
Kaya.
And he likes.
Xbox, basketball, same thing.
I like that. Basketball / video game. Xbox. All right. So if we could sit in a circle, that would be great. We do have a beanbag. We're going to. Now, the goal in learning this, we do this so the object and the reason is to. Bunny's going to go first. I got a time. It's for us to learn the books of the Bible. Anyone know why is it important to learn the books of the Bible?
I'm sorry.
I dodged at the mic. This is an open question.
So you know where the uncle's called scripture. Uh-huh. You know exactly where to go.
Any other reason? Awesome. Good answer. Why are we learning the books of the Bible?
Oh.
Shariah?
So we can know more about our family.
Oh, good answer. Both good answers. Awesome. Why do you think it's good to know the books of the Bible?
To be a part of the Most High.
To be a part of the Most High. All right. Why do you think it's important to learn the books of the Bible? Part of our culture. All right. Why do you think it's important to know the books of the Bible?
Amazing.
To get extra knowledge.
All right. Why do you think it's important to know the books of the Bible?
To know Yahweh Shai.
Those are good answers. So we've, according to my Yasha Oliver, which is an amazing answer, we have, according to learn the books of the Bible, is to be able to, if the brothers are calling scriptures, because we do have classes Monday through Wednesday, we have classes in Houston, right, and Virginia, when they're calling the scriptures, you can know, oh, wow. I know this. I know where to find it in the book of the Most High. Also, to learn about Yahweh Shai. Also, to learn about our culture. Learn our family to get more knowledge. Because y'all remember Isaiah 33 and 16, right? Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read, right? So we know this is the book of the Most High. But we've learned the book. So now we're going to have a bond started. Start with the Old Testament. Now, I want to hear you guys, because, I'm loud, but y'all got this. Rockamaya first. Let's go. Watching.
Watching.
All right. Am I for being a sport? All right. Now we got the New Testament. Let's go. Opposite. Go back this way. Get it back to mine. I'm sorry. Now that way.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans.
Give it to the person. First and second, third, John, Jude, Revelation. All right. Apocrypha.
I never heard.
The hidden book, the book that's been removing. All right. Please, when we get the first and second Maccabees, don't throw it at people's face and land it on their lap or their hands. Are we ready? The Apocrypha. Let's go. That was the Yo Mommy move. All right, we got to pick this up. We got to get. Let's go. New Testament, Old Testament now. Let's go.
Genesis,
Leviticus,
Deuteronomy. Give yourself a great big hug. Awesome.
That wasn't a circle. That wasn't oval.
So, before we start, take a quick break. Get some water. We're going to go into, we're going to get our Bible, our notebook, a pencil, or a pen, right? But we have some questions. It's a holy convocation, right? Get some water.
Yahweh Shai.
All right.
Those are Zion, Zion. Y'all can look at it. 7 days, the Sabbath, Passover,
Feast of Unleavened Bread, Feast of First Fruits, the Day of Pentecost, Tomorrow Blowing Trumpets, Day of Atonement, Feast of Tabernacles, Hanukkah. Don't forget, Purim. It's a holy convocation. I need y'all. Okay. All right. Okay. How we starting it? Thank you. I'm sorry. Aban is right. I'm sorry. Aban is right. It's the boy saying it, and we're saying it after them. Okay, let's go. Drop a voice. Kwam Yasha'Allah. Rise, Israel. Children of Yahweh. Yahawashai. Kwam Yasha'Allah. Rise, Israel. Children of Yahweh. Yahawashai, Leviticus 23, Maccabees chapter 4, Esther chapter 9. Holy convocation, celebrate the Sabbath, Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Feast of First Fruits, Day of Pentecost, Memorial Blowing Trumpets, Day of Atonement, Feast of Tabernacles, Hanukkah. Don't forget Purim, Holy Convocation.
Yes.
All right. Yes. You okay? Okay. Uncle is here. Uncle, can you, if you don't mind, sending to Ya'ayim and Kaya and whatever they had going on. So regrouping. So now we had the questions, right? We had the questions. She's already saying she's won. So we got our y'all connection notebook. I know he grabbed his wrong notebook. That means you didn't let me finish, bro. I was trying to say he don't need his let me write the names down. Yes. Amma, did you want them? Yes. Get to a table. Try the best you can. Now, I'm not for a bond page. I'm not looking for spelling correct. Spelling. Put your name on your paper. So, I got a page for you. A bond, right here. So now we have a couple of high holy days coming up. We just did what high holy days that we just came from doing? Which was the first one? All right, our first high holy day was Memorial Blowing Trumpets. Then we had what? Day of Atonement, right? And that we might have a bonus questions from Day of Atonement. Those will be the bonus questions. Put your name on your paper. Do you need a pencil? Well, my pencil's over here. It moves everything. Look over there for the pencil.
I
bond had pencils in his back. See if you see any pencils up there. Ten is five. If y'all want to use a pen, once again, there's ten. And I have some in here, too. Some in this pouch. Some is in the pouch. A lot of the questions, if you think back, it is in the song also. The first set of questions is going to be, the purpose of doing these questions is so y'all can have the answers
why do y'all hold these high holy days? Why are we doing this, right? It's like, why do we come together? Why do we read the Bible? Instead of just doing, y'all can see how Yahushua, what he wants, what is he expecting, right? You need a chair, Dar? Because we have a folding chair, and then the bar stool. I'm just letting him. He's gonna stay. He's gonna. He gotta go a little bit taller. So the first thing you want to do is put your name on the top of your paper. It could be on the left or the right. When we take these tests again, and knowing, or we do this again, and I'm asking you to write your name for the next time. If you want to do it now, that's fine. I have the Hebrew letters on top. If you'd like to write your name in the Hebrew letter, you can do that. So for a bond, it'd be the A, Ba, and Na.
Long name.
But the letters are short. Rachamaya. Rachamaya. So you'd have just four of the symbols compared to writing every letter. Okay? Aban just have three. Ah, ba, n. So three. I, dar, is just two. Sha, sha, ra, ya.
You can write your entire name. Your name is actually I, dar, ya, Allah. I broke it down into a first and middle name for the sake of easiness.
So Allah, extra name is three times.
I, dar, ya, Allah.
If it's a ha, sha, ra, ya.
Yeah, H had to go in there.
Okay, good.
I have to write my Hebrew name three times.
No. I got questions for you. No, but you don't add the two A's. So it's Ra, Ha, Yelka.
Yeah.
This girl, you need to
send me a video. Is it R A T H? A M A H
M A Y A.
Okay, so no H. Okay, that's easy. Ra kama. That's ma ya. Now do the ya. Don't you looking at you like yeah? The ya is over. I know ya. Ya 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 ya. You about to fight? If it's a silent ha at the end, if you have an H, put that H. Is that ya y a? Okay, put the H. Put the H. Ha. Like he's laughing. Ha, ha, ha. So we're getting ready, taking this time to go over our questions. But they're going down for the challenge today. And writing your name and your family name is a very good way of practicing the Hebrew letters. Or the words you hear, like, thank the water, ayandabar. Ama, Abba, all those are Hebrew letters, but you could practice them. And we also say the Hebrew, like the 12 tribes in Hebrew, like Yahawadah. The challenge for the older ones, but even writing the Lord's Prayer in the Hebrew letters.
You got wrong.
I dar.
I dar.
Yeah,
I dar. Yeah. I dar.
I
by itself and dart together. Yeah. You know ah in Hebrew? Next to it? So you do ah.
I dar ra.
Sorry.
I dar ra.
Ah.
La
du ba. And na. You know ah ba? Na. So you doing? A bun. And then you're also a bun, Ya Allah. Just like you have Idar, Ya Allah, you're a bun, Ya Allah.
I can't.
That's it. You did it. A bun. When you write with a pen, it's kind of challenging to write with a pen. I have pencils too. He has the pencil. It's just. Yeah, you see it. All right.
Right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Let's refocus, regroup. We have a total of 4 questions.
Yes.
Okay? Let's get our... I need you on a separate piece of paper, ma'am.
Yes.
You taking the test? Oh, girl. No. I got you. Let's see what we remember. What we remember from the top of our head.
See, Donna. Perfect.
All right. And then y'all going to bring the papers up and give it to Auntie. Okay, Shirai's using that paper. So our first question, what is a holy convocation? What is a holy convocation? You can just write the answer. Yes. Yes. We are going to do this weekly. I love it.
We don't have in our pocket. It's always what they're going to go over.
Yes. But what I like about the uncle, especially with the high holy convocation, if y'all get there on time and early, if y'all get there early and you have a question, or sometimes uncle says, hey, we're going to go over this. Or if y'all have any other questions,
right.
You know what I mean? It will, yes. Yes. Even Houston and San Antonio, the first thing they do in the morning, I mean, before they start, is there any other? Is there any questions? Carla Cobb mentioned it on Friday. He says I could put classes together, but you know what helps me when y'all ask me questions. Yeah, that's good. Okay, Captain, what you barking my name for? All right. Ooh-wee. Question: are we done? I think what would help you, why are you yelling? I think one of the things that would help you is if you do this. Oh, if you do your line, remember how you
have. Oh, yeah.
I'm not worried about the spelling, Shariah, but if you break it down. Yeah, it's not perfect, but it's okay. All right. What is a holy convocation? Question number 2. Now, with this one, we don't have a lot of time, but if you pick one, that's fine. If you pick one, that's fine. Where in the Bible can you read of memorial blowing of trumpets? Yes. I need the book and the book and the chapter. So if it's you want to say Revelation 2, the book is, remember the books of the Bible. What books in the Bible, where it talks about memorial of blowing trumpet, what chapter, just try your best. It's in the song. Aban.
Kom
Yasha. If you can't spell it, just... Break it down as best as you can. Because sometimes even when I'm writing my notes and I don't write the book all the way, I abbreviate. So I probably pick like 3 or 4. All right. Give Aban some time. Aban is our youngest. Yasha'Allah, Aban is 8. But he's doing great. He's doing great. It's good to know, right? Just like David, right, Aban, what we talked about earlier. Okay. Now, question number 3. How do we observe the memorial blowing of trumpets? What is it that we do for memorial of blowing trumpets? What do we do? Memorial of blowing of the trumpets.
I can listen by
What do you do? Like Christmas, they people go and grab tree and deck it out. And then Valentine's, they got the little hearts. and the Cupid, and then Mother's Day, you got the roses and the you know, all this. The world have their way, but Yahweh Shai has his way. When he have us come together and do these high holy convocations, he's very specific on how he wants us to do these high holy days. How would you do for Memorial of Lone Trumpet? Yes, how do you observe it? You don't have to write the question down. Hey, we got more coming up, Mama. Was your son a pilot, right? All right, question number 4. Okay, 2 more minutes. Yep.
Please, I'm not done, please.
Teachers, can I have more time? Amma, can I have more time? Yes. And if you're not done, I'll go to number 4. If you're not done, we could always ask afterwards. If you need more time after the meet, we could do that. Question number 4. How many high holy days are hot? Holy convocations are there? That one's kind of like looking for a number, right? How many high holy days are there?
One.
Now we have some bonus questions coming up.
No,
bonuses. If you want to answer these questions, that's fine. Because we just did Day of Atonement. What did we do for Day of Atonement? That's a bonus question. Day of Atonement. How did we observe the Day of Atonement? That's your bonus question.
Beautiful question.
Wait, Auntie got the mic. What was the question?
Rocky said, Mom, what did we do back in the day or in the wilderness such that we had to observe the Day of Atonement? By her asking that question, that caused me, the husband, to say, you know what? There are certain holidays that I don't know their origin. I know the origin of Passover. I know the origin of the Day of Atonement. I know Esther. I know Hanukkah. I know we know certain ones, but the actual origin, like, so I like, are funny about saying they've been a part of our culture, but that is something that I want to ask him if we make it official.
Yes.
Like, maybe you can go over and blog talk.
Yes. Oh, that would be good. So the question. Okay, that's.
Everyone gather together.
We knew that, and that started with Moses. But what are some of the things we did why there was a Day of Atonement? That's a very good question. Maybe Mashaba, Telco Tells the Pod, they do the blog talk. Maybe YouTube, Houston Dyslex. We could ask all here.
Yeah, and I want to start with him only because he's localized.
Yes.
I don't know if it's ever been taught. I don't know. I'm
yes.
Really
yes. Yes.
I talked to him last night. The Memorial Blowing of Trumpets was that's how we gather each other in the wilderness.
Yes.
And certain we shout.
Coming back, we have another high holy day coming up is what?
Feast of Tabernacles. Excitement, excitement, excitement. Oh, yes. We are, like Uncle brought up earlier, we are definitely going to have next week, Saturday, October 3rd, we are camping out in our tabernacles.
Not,
not a parking lot. We did not the backyard.
We're going into the woods.
Yes, we're going in the woods and camping out the third. And we have more things coming up that we're going to be doing. That's the feast of what? Feast of
tabernacles.
Feast of tabernacles.
Yes.
So there will be. They hearing you on the blog talk, all that screaming. They didn't need that. They need to hear words. All right. And learning. And the questions. Where do you find Feast of Tabernacles? That's a given.
What if they put places in
grade? Yes, we can do that. At this time, I like what Alma is saying. Let's switch papers.
I need.
Let's switch papers.
I need more time for number three.
How much more time we got, Alma?
We
could do the grading afterwards.
Give me a little bit. 10 minutes. I mean, 10 minutes.
Okay.
Minutes. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
What else would you like to get? I mean, because it's not, as I said, I'll write it out. I just got to be mindful of the
calculator. Yes.
So
yes.
What would you like to include in your class today? Like,
okay.
You should get everything.
So, no, that was the point of seeing how y'all did for the holy convocation. So, let's switch the papers. You might as well, because whoever's on the blog talk maybe can get the answers, make sure the answers match if they'd like to do that and go back and do that. So now we have Abang. Can you give your paper to Rakamaya? Rakamaya, can you give? Abang?
No, we gotta meet no girls. You have each other's paper. Y'all be
asking
each other back.
Abang has Rakamaya's paper. Rakamaya has Abang's paper.
Georgie,
I saw and. Okay, we're doing it. So, answer number one. Abang, you're going to fall. All right, question number one. I dare you, ready? 5, 4. They didn't wait. Please just put a little check. Don't do a big check on their paper.
Y'all hear that?
Not a big
so
check.
What you gotta do is just look, and we'll tell you, you know, different things they could have. They could have wrote it in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you what keywords to look for.
Yes.
So number one, I'm on my giveaway.
The number one, Idar. I'm waiting. Number one is what is a holy convocation? A day we gather together. It could be a sacred day. A day set aside. Meaning this is these days are the days Yahweh picked and wants us to observe, to do, to come together. Come together as family.
We will still go back there and look at them. But
yes. So it could be sacred. It could be set aside. It could be a gathering where we come together with family. Come together, right? Coming together with family. That day specifically for Yahweh Shai. It's a holy, a true day. Where in the Bible can you read a memorial blowing a trumpet? It could be Amos 3 and 6. It could be Numbers 10 and 1. Numbers 29:1-6,
Leviticus
23:1-7.
It was 25.
Okay. Did he at least get the book? Okay, that's a half a point.
Leviticus 23. Was she saying that's another answer? And I don't know that that's written there, or is she saying that was what the person wrote about?
We said Bani wrote 3, Leviticus 3. So he got the Leviticus, but it's 23. All right, next question. Half a point. If you didn't get it, don't feel we're learning. Go ahead and write it down. If you didn't know, If the person didn't have it, just on a side note, or come back to me, or go back and listen to the blog talk, go to your parents and ask.
It's about you learning, and I'm telling you, I'm just so because he can't even ask that question. He wasn't shocked. He came and said it in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? And I just smiled.
Yep. Question number three. How do we observe the Memorial of Blowing Trumpets? So what do we do on that day? We gather together with the blowing of horns. So it had the horns when they needed to get the priest, there was a certain horn blow. If it was time to get the people, the shofar, you blow it. Good job. Did y'all know? Go ahead, Amma.
Shofar is like the ram's horn, the one that looks just like the animal.
The one that's at the schoolhouse that Shammah loves like a lot. A shofar. But you don't. That day, it's not about me. It's like a Sabbath day. That's an answer. It's about Yahweh Shai. So adults, no personal nothing. Young ones, you know, it's not TV. If it's on that day, we're not watching TV. We're not doing YouTube. We're literally coming together and meditating on the words of the Most High. Being thankful on the days that he's given us, right? And coming together and bonding and making right with each other, right? If those are all answers that y'all could put on there.
Coming together.
Coming together with the horn. You come and you blow the shofar and then you blow it, right? So they had different sounds. When it was time for war, they blew it.
Okay, so I'm going to say maybe make sure Shirley will still be here. Sure, what is that? I wonder if we can change the
baritone. Yes. Because I'm going to get one for the house when I can practice. I can tell you.
We're blowing the shofar and then we have it at the house.
Yes.
Maybe we can get
I want that. I want us to put that in action too. What I'm thinking is if we use the baritone, if Bonnie, I'll blow the baritone, then he blows it, right? That could be a war. Okay. And then switch it out. Okay. This is for us coming to like a play.
Like a play.
An action play. Last question. How many high holy days / holy convocations are there? 10.
It
doesn't
what?
10. 5, 10. Ten.
We got one more.
Now, for our bonus question, what do we do since we just came from Day of Atonement? What is it we do for the Day of Atonement? What needs to be done for the Day of Atonement?
Fasting,
meaning we're not eating, getting the Most Yahweh Shai's attention. So it's from sunset to sunset. So this high atonement, we had Friday night to Saturday night. And you think of who you may have, another one, make right with your relationship. Right? Then coming back, asking Yahweh Shai to forgive us. Right? If you're 12 and older, you are to fast. Right? It's a required day for all men. That's one of the ones where it's all men. Has to. Us women, we need to. This is for everybody. I mean, for the whole year, if you have that in your answer, anything that you may have done to offend the Most High, by me feeling that hunger pain, Yahweh Shai, he actually died, right? Y'all know that, right? He died. So back in the day, we had to, if we did something, we'd get stoned to death. So Yahweh Shai took that death for us so we don't have to go through that. So now we have an opportunity to, okay, you know what? I know I haven't been obedient. I know I haven't been doing the laws. I know I've been wanting to do me.
and not do it the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High. This is my chance to come back to Yahushai. This is my way of getting his attention. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to drink for that day. Just have my one-on-one talk with Yahushai. Right? Any of those answers would do for the bonus question. And I just give a quick briefing on what that looks like.
You don't get
If you don't get it, it's okay. It's a bonus. It was optional. That was optional.
I know Rafa Maya, who actually did a full day of atonement. I think she only drank one bottle of water the whole day.
Good job. Clap it out. Clap it out. Clap it out. Clap it out. Good job. Good job. This is what your second one right now. Your first?
This is my second.
Second.
Yeah,
all right.
He held it like a champ.
Yes. Yes. And your brother got you on that water thing on Sundays, right?
Well,
are you also doing that?
Oh, I'm trying to. Uncle says we don't do a full one.
Yes.
We may have the same effect to cause issues.
Yes. All right. That's your op. We'll give the answers and stuff to Amaya Soraya.
Okay, I was like,
Yes. So, give yourselves a round of applause. Wait. Give yourself a round of applause. Give yourself a great big hug. All right, hug. All right. Oh, Daddy, so long.
I don't know. The
wrong one. Yep, it is.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. Put our, let's get our papers. Hand the papers to Igo. Everyone take their papers and take it out of the book, Soraya, and give it to Igo. Give your papers to Idar. To Idar.
Can I show
you? To Idar. Give your papers to Idar. To Idar.
I got bombs.
Give your papers to Soraya. To Soraya. To Soraya. To Soraya.
Can you move this, please?
I think